Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
From the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, this is the Closing Market Report. It's Ag Day. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. We'll hear from the state statistician an update on conditions of crops across the Midwest, and we'll hear all about a brand new Illinois State Fair Foundation, privately funded to explore how the state fairgrounds can be updated without the interference of the state government. It all comes up right here on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report, a production of Illinois Public Media.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Let's take a look at the numbers as they finished up in Chicago at the CME Group on this Tuesday afternoon. September corn today up 1 cent to 327 and a half. December 337 at a quarter. That's up a quarter. The March at 347 at a quarter, up a quarter. The May contract unchanged, 353 and three quarters the settlement price there. July at 360 and a quarter, down a quarter of a cent. Soy complex, September contract at 1019 and a half, down 4 and a quarter for the day. November down 2 at 1007 and a quarter. And the beans, January 1007, a penny and a half lower. The March down 3 cents at 998 and three quarters. And the May soybeans down 4 at $9.95. July at 995 and a quarter, 3 and three quarters lower. Next year's November crop at 937 and three quarters, down 6 and a quarter cents. Bean oil futures 33.38, 17 cents higher. The bean meal down $2.90 at 336.70. Soft red winter wheat, September contract at 423 and a half, a penny and a half higher. December up 1 and a quarter at 439 and a half. And July futures at 477 and a half, up 2 and a quarter. The hard red July 472 and a half, down a half of a cent. Live cattle futures in Chicago, August contract at $115.30, 62 and a half lower. October at 113.25, that finished down 72 and a half cents. August feeders at $147 even, $1.65 lower. And the lean hogs today at $60.15 were down $2.35 for 100 pounds. December contract there at $55.65, down $1.37.5. Of course, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Do find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. There you'll find all of our agricultural programming each and every business day of the year. Again, the address, willag.org. Here's what some of the other markets look like at this hour. September crude oil at $46.55, 81 cents a barrel higher. Ethanol futures at $1.44.6. That's a penny and a half higher for the day. The gasoline, the RBOB wholesale price, at $1.42.4, up 2 3/10 of a cent per gallon. Heating oil or diesel fuel at $1.46. That's a penny and a tenth higher in natural gas for the day. At $2.61.7, 2 6/10 of a cent higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 18,523. That's about 59 points lower. The U.S. dollar at 94.745 is down 0.845 for the afternoon. And gold futures at $1,349.10 a troy ounce, $8.80 higher on the day. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the Urbana-Champaign this evening. Partly to mostly cloudy, a low of 66 degrees. On winds that'll be light and variable tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, a stray shower or thunderstorms. High of 86 degrees and Wednesday night, a 20% chance of rainfall, though not really any precipitation in the area. 68 degrees to low. Thursday, a few clouds from time to time, a high of 86 degrees. Thursday night, clear and 68. Friday, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny in the area, stray shower, a high of 85 degrees. Friday night, a few clouds and 68. And on Saturday, we'll get 90% chance of rainfall, 0.2 of an inch, maybe as much as 0.3, and scattered thunderstorms, a high of 79 degrees on Saturday. Saturday evening, an 80% chance of rainfall, another 0.1 of an inch, and we'll drop to 64 degrees. Sunday, variable clouds to start the week, a high of 76 degrees, a 50% chance of rainfall, and on Monday, a shower or two. We'll go to 75 degrees, Monday night, clear skies, and 57. We'll talk more about the weather forecast when we get to the bottom of the half hour with Don Day.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 13th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold can be found at AgriGold.com.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, coming to you from the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. It is a beautiful day here. If you get the opportunity, come out to the fairgrounds. Runs through Sunday. In fact, the 4-H Fair is Saturday and Sunday in the Orr Building, if you want to come out and take a look at some of the projects other than agriculture that 4-H'ers do around the state, photography and welding and you name it, they will do it, and it'll be on display, the visual arts in the Orr Building. That's this Saturday and Sunday at the Orr Building on the Illinois State Fairgrounds. And don't forget that on Thursday of this week, that's just a couple of days away, Agronomy Day takes place in Urbana at the Further South Farms. So we're going to a different site than you're used to, just straight south of the Assembly Hall, the State Farm Center. Memorial Stadium on First Street opens up at 7 a.m. About 3 miles south of there. I'll be there to call you out to take a look at all the kinds of research that the profs have been doing over the last year, and your chance to talk to them as well. So those are a couple of things you can take a look at over the next couple of days, but probably now time to discuss what happened in the marketplace with Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities. He's out of New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, it looks like it was kind of a really quiet day in Chicago after kind of a rough and tumble couple of days after the USDA report last week, which surprised the market, but futures remain really strong, and they didn't give up anything today to speak of.
No, it's been a very choppy two-sided trade. You know, we got the supply side bears and the demand side bulls, just pretty much neither one of them. They're both sort of standing back looking at each other, trying to decide one will take a step forward and the other one a step back and vice versa. And that's about what we had through most of the day today, you know, ending up basically within a penny up or down in both the corn and the beans.
That is unique for this last week. Will producers continue to tell you about a good crop? I know that in just a few moments we'll hear from the state statisticians that the crop in Illinois got even better than it was in the last week.
Yeah, the crop conditions held their own yesterday afternoon, Todd. And I'll tell you what, we've got some much-needed rain. You know, when you take 3.5-4 inches of rain in and there's no puddles standing around and it comes in an all-day rain, it just can't be much better. So, you know, as far as finishing up this crop, why, it's just what was ordered for at least here in central Indiana.
Have farmers been concerned in calling you about the low prices and trying to figure out just exactly what they can do as we march towards the harvest season?
Most of them have sort of went into the under-the-shell mode. You know, they're acting like turtles. we're just sort of hiding from this fact, and we're thinking it's maybe going to get better down the road here. And, you know, they did get a little bit of hope after the report, not the numbers from the report, but the reaction to it. You know, the dollar index is its lowest level since the Brexit vote. Crude oil's at a 4-week high, and testing averages that way. The gold, copper, and that, the most of the softs are higher than they have been trading. So, you know, the outside markets are giving us a little bit of a hope.
And most producers, and I think some analysts, are beginning to think that there will be a harvest low sooner rather than later. What do you suspect?
Well, I think that basically we're going to have a lot of grain to handle, but we're going to have a little, we've got some good demand coming out of China, and the rest of the world is not in there being competitive like usual. So the elevators are going to want a wide basis, but they're also going to have to pay up to get some stuff to move fast, because it's going to take a flat price level to get a lot of these farmers to move grain early and fast so that for the export chain.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Todd. Enjoy the fair.
I am. Wayne Nelson, of course, is with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. The next thing up at the fair, by the way, is the sale of champions. If you check out willag.org around 4 o'clock, I'll try to make sure that I use Periscope and give you some live video from the sale of champions right here at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. We're coming to you from the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. It's Ag Day. Earlier in the day today, the governor of Illinois, Bruce Rauner, made an announcement as it relates to a foundation to fund the fairgrounds and some updates. We'll bring you some information on that in just a bit. But first, let's check in with the president of the Illinois Corn Growers Association, Jeff Jarboe, a farmer from Loda, Illinois. Jeff, thanks for being with us. Can you tell me a little bit about the agenda for the corn growers going forward?
Well, right now we're passing out petitions for the EPA about this atrazine issue. I mean, it's been studied, 7,000 studies shows that it's been safe. And if we get rid of atrazine, it could cost us $59 an acre more in our herbicides to control these weeds, which we can ill afford with these prices. And there's always the ethanol issues and the waterway issues. Those are big too.
EPA has been problematic, I believe, to some extent for farmers across the United States, with Waters of the U.S. rules, atrazine. Are you hopeful that in the next administration, whatever that might be, that there might be a different outlook with EPA?
There's always hope. It seems like with this administration, even at the beginning, we seemed to have a pretty good relationship, but then some other factors went into play and we lost it. So yeah, we're hopeful that maybe we can change things just a little bit here. I will say though that the Illinois EPA has been very friendly toward us as far as this nutrient management stuff. I mean, they've given us time to work out our problems voluntarily, which is really, that to us is extremely important.
This is a push that farmers have heard about for the last year and a half, a try to control the nutrient management on the farm so that it doesn't get into the waterways. You're hopeful that Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, all those states that surround the Mississippi River and the Ohio, the Missouri, can really come into compliance voluntarily?
That's exactly what we're trying to do. The Des Moines, we're watching very closely with that Des Moines Water Works lawsuit. If we get these tiles where they start being regulated as a point source, this could be a real, real problem for our farmers.
Jeff Jarboe, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, Todd. It's nice visiting with you.
That's Jeff Jarboe of the Illinois Corn Growers Association. He is a farmer from Loda, Illinois. It's Ag Day here at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Earlier in the day, the governor of the state, Bruce Rauner, made an important announcement for the fairgrounds. An update will be able to be taking place as a brand new foundation is being developed to support all the buildings and upgrades that needed to be put in place in the future. I thought you might want to hear Governor Rauner talk a little bit about the Illinois State Fair Foundation.
Today's a really great day. Today is Agriculture Day at the State Fair. We're here to celebrate farm families and the heritage producing our future. Our farm families, generation to generation, are all about hard work, love of community, love of country. We're here to celebrate the fact that agriculture is the backbone of Illinois' prosperity. It's the core to a wonderful future for all the people of Illinois. Today we had a very special announcement. We are so thankful. All of us in Illinois owe a debt of gratitude. A number of community leaders, farmers, and agribusiness executives have stepped up and come forward and decided to create a fair foundation themselves, not waiting for the government to do it, but creating a fair foundation themselves that's a 501c3, a not-for-profit, tax-deductible, non-political, non-government agency that will be funded, managed, and governed strictly on a private basis by farmers and community leaders. Under their proposal, which I strongly, enthusiastically support, under their proposal, the agriculture director will have an honorary membership on the board, but will not have any vote. And also the director of the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency will also have an honorary position on the board, no vote. And there will be no government management or interference. This will be a strictly private, not-for-profit organization run by citizens of Illinois to raise money to donate to repair our fairgrounds. You know, here at the fair, this is a wonderful place. It's 360 acres, many beautiful buildings, but many of them are very old and they're in disrepair. We have not properly invested to protect these wonderful assets, and it is so important to promote agriculture, to grow our economy, create a better future for farmers, and also promote tourism, that we have a wonderful fairgrounds. We cannot let them to continue to deteriorate. Last year, we proposed legislation to create this foundation. The majority of the General Assembly refused to pass the bill. They blocked the bill. And it's wonderful the way private citizens have taken matters into their own hands. They're stepping up. It's going to be completely privately run. Now, obviously, they will follow all the rules and laws. There are very strict laws about 501c3 not-for-profits. And any interaction that not-for-profit has with the state, all communications from the state will be subject to FOIA and open communication. We want to be very transparent about this and follow all the existing laws and regulations. But this is a wonderful opportunity because there are millions of dollars of donations available from donors, from agribusiness. There are companies around the nation, around the world, that would like to donate to our fairgrounds. We'd have no vehicle for them to do it. And in fact, we have many Illinois agribusinesses that are donating to other states' fairgrounds because they have fair foundations. Missouri has a fair foundation, Iowa has one, Wisconsin has one, Indiana has one, Illinois doesn't have one. And so we have companies headquartered in Illinois that are very successful agribusinesses, and they're donating out of state. That money should be here. We should be donating to fix up our fairgrounds and make them the best in the world. And that's what this fair foundation allows us to do.
What is the difference, Governor?
That's State of Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner talking about the Illinois State Fair Foundation, an announcement he made here on the fairgrounds in Springfield earlier today at the Ag Day brunch. We'll have more on it in future closing market reports.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. Since 1916, Farm Credit Illinois has been helping farm families succeed, providing farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing. Farm Credit Illinois joins in celebrating the rich history of Illinois agriculture.
Yesterday afternoon, the United States Department of Agriculture released the weekly crop progress report. It shows as of Sunday, 73% of the corn crop around the nation was in the dough stage. Normally, that's just 60% on the rolling five-year average, 21% of the crop dented. That's the same as the rolling five-year average in Minnesota. 12% of the crop is now dented. 9% is the normal dent stage in Minnesota. The condition of the crop is really quite good, 53% good, 21% excellent. That compares to 54% and 20% last week. 95% of the soybeans around the nation are now blooming. The rolling five-year average is 93%. 80% have set pods. The rolling five-year average, 75%. The condition of the crop, 55% good, 17% excellent. The same as last week. By comparison, last year at this same time, 49% of the soybean crop in good condition and 14% in excellent. Now, here are the state statisticians from Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana with their updates.
This is Doug Hartwig, Deputy Director for USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Upper Midwest Region, with the Iowa Weekly Crop Progress and Condition Report. Above normal precipitation across much of Iowa limited field work to 4.3 days suitable for the week ending August 14, 2016. Activities for the week included cutting hay and fungicide and insecticide applications. 80% of the corn crop has reached the dough stage, 5 days ahead of last year and 10 days ahead of the five-year average. 23% of the corn crop was in the dent stage, 3 days ahead of normal. Corn condition was rated with 83% good to excellent. Soybeans blooming reached 97%, 9 days ahead of last year. 87% of the soybeans were setting pods, with a few scattered reports of soybeans starting to turn color. Soybean condition was rated with 83% good to excellent. There were scattered reports of some soybean fields across the state showing signs of sudden death syndrome. 95% of the oat crop for grain or seed has been harvested. That equals to last year's pace. The third cutting of alfalfa hay is 52% complete, 4 days ahead of average. I'm Doug Hartwig, Deputy Director for USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Upper Midwest Region.
This is Mark Schleusener, state statistician for Illinois with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. Most of the state received substantial rainfall, with some areas experiencing localized flooding. The state average rainfall was 1.63 inches, more than 3/4 of an inch above normal for the week. Temperatures were also above average for the week. 79% of corn acres have reached the doe stage or passed beyond, the same as 1 year ago and 2 points above the 5-year average. 25% of corn acres are in the dense stage compared to 33% normally. The condition of the corn crop is slightly better than 1 week ago, at 3% very poor to poor, 13% fair, and 84% good to excellent. For soybeans, 95% of acres are blooming or beyond, right on the 5-year average. 81% of acres are setting pods compared to 78% 1 year ago and 79% normally. The condition of the soybean crop is virtually unchanged compared to last week, at 4% very poor to poor, 16% fair, and 80% good to excellent. In other crops, 52% of sorghum acres are turning color, 96% of oats are harvested, and the third cutting of alfalfa hay is now 40% complete. This has been Mark Schleusener with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
This is Janice Pressbury with the Great Lakes Regional Office of the National Agricultural Statistics Service. Hot and dry conditions through most of the week stress crops, particularly in northeastern Indiana. The statewide average temperature for the week was 78.4 degrees, 5.5 degrees above normal. Recorded precipitation ranged from 0 to 6.27 inches, with a statewide average of 1.43 inches. Corn dough was 72% complete compared to 58% last year and 60% 5-year average. Corn Denton was 23% complete compared to 13% last year and 18% 5-year average. Corn rated in good to excellent condition was 68% in the north, 77% in central, and 66% in the south. Leaf rolling and stalk firing was observed in some areas. Soybeans blooming were 94% complete compared to 93% last year and 94% 5-year average. Soybean setting pods were 78% complete compared to 80% last year and 76% 5-year average. Soybeans rated in good to excellent condition were 69% in the north, 76% in central, and 64% in south. Spider mites were problematic in coarse soils that were most affected by weather conditions. SDS and white mold were reported in some areas. Winter wheat harvest is complete. Some farmers baled hay prior to the rains, while others waited to cut until rain fell. Other activities this week included cleaning and spraying bins for harvest, harvesting tomatoes, potatoes, sweet corn, and mint, hauling grain, mowing roadsides, checking fields for disease and insect infestation, and attending the Indiana State Fair. That concludes this week's Indiana Crop and Weather Report for the week ending August 14, 2016. This is Janice Pressbury reporting.
Our thanks to the state statisticians for their weekly updates of crop progress across the Midwest. You're listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Do find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason for Ag Day here at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. Be sure to stay with us if you can. Coming up, Don Day will be here in a couple minutes to talk about the agricultural weather forecast. He's from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support of the Friends of WILL and Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
It's National Rum Day. The origins of rum date back to antiquity. Fermented drinks produced from sugarcane may have first occurred in either ancient India or China. The first distillation of rum took place on sugarcane plantations in the Caribbean in the 17th century. On this day in agricultural history in 1888, John Pemberton died. Pemberton was the pharmacist who invented Coca-Cola in 1885. At first, it was a tonic French wine cola. Later, he modified the formula by omitting the alcohol and adding other vegetable essences. The new syrup was meant to be a cure for headaches. Pemberton sold the recipe, equipment, and machinery to manufacture the drink for just $1,200. In 1899, Robert Bunsen died. A German chemist, he discovered each element emits a light of characteristic wavelength. He also made a number of improvements in chemical batteries. In 1904, Wendell Stanley was born. A Spanish-American biochemist, he shared the 1946 Nobel Prize for Chemistry for his work in the purification and crystallization of viruses. And in 1973, Selman Waksman died, an American biochemist. He was one of the world's foremost authorities on soil microbiology. He discovered the antibiotic streptomycin, the first specific antibiotic effective against tuberculosis. And that's this day in agricultural history.
Since 1985, Stuart Peterson has offered strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. The firm develops dynamic strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information is available at stuart-peterson.com.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason on the State Fairgrounds in Springfield. Let's check in now on the weather forecast. Don Day is with us from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. A whole lot of rainfall, 5.5 inches last week, that did something for the State Fair that's never really happened before. A record setter. We closed things down for a bit, but State Fair is up and operating and bit of sunshine today. What will we have for the rest of the week, do you think?
Well, we are going to have some opportunities, especially in the eastern Corn Belt areas, for some more shower and thunderstorm activity. It really looks like, when we look at what's coming up here over the next several days, as well as the next week or two, that perhaps the hottest days of summer are going to be behind us, with a tendency to be near or cooler than normal, the rule of thumb here over the next week or two. I think in the short term, for fairgoers and for folks planning outdoor activities, the shower and thunderstorm activity that we're going to have for the rest of the week is going to favor the eastern areas the most, Indiana, Ohio, southern Illinois, and areas to our west as we get to the end of the week. Over the weekend, it does look like cooler, more wet conditions for most of the Corn Belt.
If you look forward into the end of the month, what do you see, and can you tell us anything about September yet?
Well, it really looks like from the east slopes of the Rockies through the plains, the northern plains, and into the Midwest, especially the western sections of the Midwest, we're going to be looking at a weather pattern that more often than not is going to be a little bit cooler. I think the second half of this month into the first week or two of September is likely, more than anything, if we're going to have a deviation from normal, it'll be cooler than normal, with the heat more along the east coast and the far west coast.
Hey, thanks so much for telling us all about the weather forecast. Look forward to talking to you again in a week.
See you then.
That, of course, is Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Just a couple of other things to keep in mind. You can always come out to the Illinois State Fair all week and through the weekend. In fact, in the Orr Building here on the fairgrounds on Saturday and Sunday, 4-H'ers will again be putting forward a whole bunch of projects for you to take a look at. It's really fun to come out to the fairgrounds. Just check out Illinois State Fair on Google and you'll find all of the details. The other item is that on Thursday of this week is the Agronomy Day on the South Farms here in Urbana-Champaign, a different place you're coming to. Go straight south of the sports complex, Memorial Stadium, the State Farm Center on First Street, about 3 miles, and you'll find a brand new set of buildings are fairly new. On the east side of the road, there'll be plenty of signage there. Agronomy Day starts at 7 a.m., and I'll again be putting you on the rack wagons and setting you out towards your tours. Hope to see you then. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason from the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. Have a great afternoon.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to generations of farm families for 100 years. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit Illinois offers financial products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.